Right there, ladies and gentlemen, this is David Coverdale of Deep Purple and White Snake fame. You're listening to Raised by Wolves, eh? What more do I got to say?
It's the Raised by Wolves podcast.
Joe D,
Chris Ford, and back with us, Scott Shiflett.
Hey, you.
I mean, we told you, man, we like to space out the guests a little bit, but, I mean, what do you have, like, a tent out there I saw outside the studio? Have you been, like, waiting all week for us to come back?
I call them every week and vie for a new shot at being on the show. It's like, hey, my mom heard it and thought I sounded great. Can I come back on? Man, I'm really making waves.
How dare you?
I'm such a fucking prick.
So we're kind of doing an anti Valentine's Day theme.
It was anti?
I did not know that.
No, isn't that what we were doing? Like the because we were talking about romantic comedies last week.
Oh yeah.
I know. I was looking at your list there, Chris, and like Mandy from Barry Manilow. I'm like, I don't know if that's what we were talking about, sir.
Sorry about that. I'm on the same page now.
Yeah, we're all
like romantic candlelit dinners, long walks on the beach. Mm-hmm. I like hugging, laughter. I like children. I like puppies.
But I love love more than anything. I love being in love.
Yeah. Love is nice. Wasn't that a Julia Roberts movie? Love is nice.
Sounds like it would be.
Oh. All right, so yeah, we'll be playing some stuff in that theme, but I don't know. I'm sure we're going to get distracted and go into other stuff. In any case, let's get rolling.
How do? Phoenix, I will need a screw in. They're still good with me. am double dosed. You are ghost. You are toast. You are bandito.
The thief who calls himself the great hammerhead. That which
I am the great sales.
That which is
I am the great.
It's now mine. To the common scum who would have me tied between two semi-trucks and torn asunder.
You,
time to screw,
hate you.
She's fine, she's mine, joining your line. I am the great Sailors. To Megara, to the Scara, old man with a pair of old Dan defeat. Not washing your stinky feet. You meet, you meet, you meet. If I kick you off the cliff, you step, you step, you step, you step. I am the great Sailors. I am the great Sailors. I am the great Sailors.
I'm going to city to see my daddy. I hope he's glad when he is with me. I am a big man. I'm going to city to see my daddy. I hope he's glad when he is with me. I was an itty, bitty, bitty baby, but now you see I am a big man.
I am the great
Sailors.
I am the great
Fat Pig.
I would like to say
I am
Raised by Wolves.
Yes, we are back. So, Scott, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm hanging out with you, drinking coffee. I'm coming down here and shooting the shit. It really makes me feel like I'm doing something with my life. You know? Other than that, I'd be at home. I've been actually doing pretty good on that new Zelda or Mario game. I tinfoil the windows up so no sun gets in.
Right.
A lot of takeout food. There's stuff growing in the fridge. I don't cook. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm rad.
You know, I'm kind of enjoying like the calm before the storm. Trevor every so often sends me emails saying more tours, more shows.
Yeah, that's right. You got a bunch of shows coming up.
Stuff's piling up, and I know we're supporting. Let's see, who are we going? Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, I just read about that.
Yeah,
nice.
On a UK tour, we're going to Japan to play a few shows.
Yeah,
but that's all like in April. We're doing something. Muse Inc., I think it is. It's that Costa Mesa tattoo thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we play on the 21st, but I can't be 100% sure.
It's with NoFX. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that would be cool. And I don't know, bunch of crap. I can't really confirm because I'm not sure about it.
Right. Just said city after city.
Yeah, yeah. It just said kiss your wife and cat goodbye. You're not going to be home for a while.
Right. It's like. The song remains the same when John Paul Jones gets it.
And he goes, tour dates.
Oh, whoa. This is tomorrow.
Yeah, I was over a little while back over at the Foo Fighters studio, I don't know, dropping something off, picking something up, and, you know, those the Crooked Vultures had all their stuff in there up to rehearse, and I had to at least go over there and touch John Paul Jones's amp.
Oh yeah,
I know it
absolutely
sounds
no
fanboy, but and
no,
the thing I don't
rad.
Even remember what amp it was, but it was some old vintage thing, and I just had to touch it and say to myself, this thing might have played on a Zeppelin tune.
Yeah. I haven't seen them yet. They did a couple shows out here.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The Roxy and at the Wiltern, but I missed that because I'm lame.
Lame is cool. Lame is the new cool.
Lame.
Atta boy, Skip.
Girl knows just what to do. a shark, shark. The population's got to run, run.
By wolves.
Yes, we are back. Ultravox.
I stopped it.
Oh, Scott.
I know. I'm laying. What's up? The song had 30 more seconds to go.
Oh, we can totally do that. We can go right back into that.
You fucking blew it, dude.
No way, man. They had their time.
You had your shot, kid.
That's right.
That's old Ultravox.
Yeah, right? That's original John Fox Ultravox.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that mid-year Ultravox.
Where they sold out.
Oh, my God. Khaki pants and hairspray.
Yeah. During that set, we were talking about... because we just played some Missing Persons a couple songs ago. The relation between like Lady Gaga and Terry Bozzio's look.
Well, you know, Terry Bozzio had, or Dale Bozzio, I'm sorry. Terry
Is it Dale? Oh, yeah.
She did, you know, the black tape on her boobs and the mega peroxided hair and all that. Kind of almost reminded me a little bit of that Lady Gaga Rolling Stone cover, you know, with the plastic fake tits. Or
yeah, because when you think of the first Missing Persons EP.
Yeah, Mental Hopscotch.
Yeah, that's very similar to that look.
The only difference... And I have nothing against Lady Gaga, is that Dale Bozzio had a shit hot band behind her.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
Not too shabby at all.
But somehow they still managed to only crank out one decent record.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, well that EP...
The EP and the first record were cool.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Because I am the taste police. And I will tell you what it is.
So...
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
If you didn't get that from that little snippet.
We'll be getting to that in a second, yeah.
We got something good for you today.
So, did you happen to catch the Grammys this week?
Yes, I did not.
Oh. Either did I. You know?
I saw it.
You did?
I saw it.
I saw, like, you know, things, you know, like on, like, Infomania or like, the Soup or where they just had, like, the highlights of that ridiculous, narcissistic parade of... Like, who could have the more ridiculous presentation of their pop song? The thing with Pink spinning around with the the wet acrobatics and shit.
They dipped her in water.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga, I saw, like, on some website with, you know, I don't know, Gawker or some shit. They were talking about, and, like, the headline of the picture was, Marilyn Manson... Camel toe looks amazing, and it's a picture of Lady Gaga because she really did look like fucking Marilyn Manson for a second there. I'm like, wow.
Well, you know, whether it's true or not, that poor Gaga has been dogged by so many rumors about, you know, being a transgender or something, you know, like
right.
having, you know, multiple genitalia down there or whatever. And, you know, the bottom line is if she doesn't have a penis, she might as well go get one grafted on now, because everyone thinks so.
Right. Well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, just, is it just me, or does, like, just the whole thing of the Grammys just seem, like, just so, like, nowadays, it your song doesn't mean anything unless you're just doing something so fucking outrageous.
Well, you know, as there's more and more people in the world, and less and less of an attention span, you know, the people out there are really clubbing you over the head to keep you focused on whatever they're hawking. Yeah. Whether it's something like the Grammys or whatever, where it's all basically a self-thrown party by an industry to self-congratulate itself.
That's what it felt like.
Awesome, you know,
right.
Stuff. But, you know, I didn't watch the Grammys. I never watched the Grammys. And yeah. And I'll never likely ever get a Grammy, so I feel free to talk as much smack as I want about them. But, you know, all I ever heard about it was that Taylor Swift did a duet and it was just horrible. And I saw a little blurb in a paper somewhere like, you know, Taylor Swift's label defends her Grammy performance. I think, wow, that had to really suck.
Well, yeah. The Green Day thing was a little weird. That I will say, I mean, because I mean, I've heard about like them doing like the Broadway show for like a little while now. Somebody, I don't know if you heard, but they're doing like a stage version of American Idiot,
right?
You know, and I figured whatever, you know, hey, Green Day, but then
Tommy, just, huh? You know, the who had Tommy?
Well, I know exactly. See, so like I'm not like too freaked out by that, but just seeing like a smidgen of it on some show where like where they're going over the Grammy highlights and they're doing this.
Did it feel like high school theater?
It was really weird. Yeah, it's I don't know why. I mean, it shouldn't surprise me that Green Day is doing something like that, but just for some reason it does. It's just not.
Well, you know, when you're at that level and you're kind of up in the stratosphere and you've done really well for a really long time. There's all sorts of people around you that are trying to take it up a notch and move it to the next level and all that kind of crap. And it's easy to get caught up in that too because, you know, you've written a lot of great songs. You've put in a million, you know, incredible live performances. And you start thinking, you know, what are my horizons? It's all very Spinal Tap. Like, you know, I want to do a musical on Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
INVS and all that.
A musical version of Someone Up There Likes Me.
Exactly. So, you know, I can see how it happens.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
still
know.
Struggling to get my songs heard by, you know, seven right. people, so, you know, a musical is still
Wouldn't
way
that be
off
great
the
if you, like, this the next upcoming Grammys you do win and you're like, oh my God, I've always loved the Grammys.
Oh, that would be
I'm so glad I got one now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the bottom line is, my brother's got a handful of Grammys, yeah, and I think that's yeah. great. And yeah. I honestly would have shot them down even harder until that came down. I'm real proud of Chris for that.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that getting a Grammy is a bad thing. I just mean, like, just this year's presentation. I mean, in fairness, I didn't see the show, just the highlights of the show. But it just seemed like it. Instead of just somebody like performing their song, they have to have some ridiculous.
Right.
It was all production.
Shocking right. production around
the
a song.
Yeah, it was so.
Like, the song doesn't even matter anymore.
You know, growing up, nothing I liked won Grammys. The bands I liked barely sold records.
Yeah.
I remember Guns N' Roses getting up there all drunk and cussing.
Did they?
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
there's
I remember
no
that.
Danger
yeah.
to it anymore. You know,
well,
I
you know, every year somebody pulls a stunt and it educates them on what to look out for next year.
Yeah.
And so year after year they've pretty much boarded up every window and have it like just
yeah.
down to this kind
so
of
the only thing,
thing
left is your performance right. of a song where you have to wear the most shocking outfit.
Well, it's interesting. They're trying to titillate yet not offend anybody.
I think you have to sign a waiver saying that you're gonna rehearse, you're gonna perform the same way, exactly what you did in rehearsal, or you're
so
liable for
have
the
any
fines
surprises.
If yeah. anything happens. Yeah. So that right. business with Elvis Costello on Saturday Night Live, but this stemmed from the Janet Jackson thing, and I think something just recently happened. Oh, where the dude, the American Idol kid, kissed his guitar player, or keyboard player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that was like an improvised thing or whatever, and they got pissed off with it. And so now it's like you got to sign, I think it's CBS or whoever,
really?
Whatever station, yeah.
Really?
And then you're liable for fines and all kinds of, you know, business like that.
Well, you know, it's a gamble. You break the contract and hopefully get enough attention and be the talking point during the week. You know, most people at this point... You know, that old adage where there's no such thing as bad press or
right,
whatever.
Right.
They don't really care what the hell they're being spoken of about, and as long as they're being spoken about. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, to some degree, I guess that's actually true.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're basically betting that they're going to be the big subject and sell a million copies of their song by getting your attention.
I don't know. I mean, I'm never big on like award shows anyway, because yeah, exactly. They're very self-congratulatory, and it's all about selling commercial time, and that's why there's like this awards and this awards and this awards, because they're they're making money. Yeah, I never watched the Oscars and I never watched the Grammys. It's just kind of.
But I did watch the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, really?
No.
No. Actors. Yeah. Actors being self-congratulatory.
Actors throwing a party. No way. To congratulate themselves on what an amazing job of.
Check out my rad movie. I'm totally rad in it.
I'm so amazing at sitting in my trailer eating off the deli tray.
Right.
There's so much out there.
Sending my boy off to craft services because there's no way I'm eating with those people. They bring him back to my trailer.
Put on the Gunter.
Which totally segues our way into Gunter. See, when you were talking about Gunter a second ago, I thought you guys were talking about Heino.
He needs to get in, because he's the one that shouted out motherfucking Gunter.
Well, I was trying to think of his name for so long, but...
yeah, we were like, guy with mustache. Oh my God, he sang that song. What the hell was that?
And it wasn't Falco, and no, it wasn't Heino.
He's sort of kind of a modern Falco in a weird way. You know, he's got that slick, gross Euro guy trip going.
Yeah.
But it's freakishly infectious, and, you want to go along for the ride... No, even if you're a room full of crazy tough dudes like us.
Yeah. See, that I thought that was like the weirdest irony with like Van Halen, for example, is when we were like trying to figure out the iPod thing earlier. It reminded me of how like David Lee Roth, how David Lee Roth would dress on stage compared to like his fans. When you think about his fans in the 80s, generally pretty macho dudes. And he's running around in like assless chaps.
Yeah, big huffy leg warmers.
Yeah, exactly. You would think, what if this guy walked into a bar where his fans are hanging out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, not that I knew much about Kurt Cobain, but I certainly read a couple times how he was basically disgusted looking out and seeing the very kind of dipshit jocks that he hated when he was a nobody were now the people filling his concerts, because at first when they're underground band and it's the like-minded individuals, but then when the wave breaks and the floodgates
are
open,
you don't control
you
can't control who's hearing you anymore,
right
And
you have this freakish appeal to a segment of people that you don't relate to at all.
Right. So, without any further ado...
What? Do we have Van Halen? Oh, no, Gunter. That's right. Giving it up on Gunter, baby!
So, yeah, what's the background on Gunter?
He's just way too awesome. I think that you don't want to dig too deep with Gunter. That'll spoil the fun.
Right. Gunter.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Are we really going to go through the whole song?
Sure.
You touch my ta-la-la.
We should talk over this, dude.
Okay, we can talk.
Okay, so...
Anybody got some Crisco?
Touch my tra-la-la.
How could you compare this to Falco? Falco was so rad.
I think I gotta get some Falco after this.
Do you have some Falco?
I love Falco. That was like one of the first cassettes I ever bought.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar. We should do that.
I don't think you're giving this enough love. You just gotta go with Gunter.
Yeah, maybe I need to see his outrageous performance.
Yeah, part of it
that,
is
that's really that's gonna drive it home for me.
It's not just the slick disposable production.
Where he has like oiled up midgets climbing on him.
He actually very much did.
I think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
He's a
trailblazer. I know what I want to play. I want to play 60 Minute Man. Is that?
Yes. Fuck yeah, I love this song. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like this better.
take that joke. Wenn ich euch erzähl die Geschichte, nichtsdestotrotz, ich bin es schon gewohnt, im TV-Funk, da läuft es nicht. Tja, sie war jung, das Herz so rein und weiß, und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis. Sie sagt, to the sweet, you got rap to the heat, ich verstehe, sie ist heiß. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my fucking friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funk-Verständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, wäre das nicht noch Rauch? Special Places sind ja wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen's
Radine dumm, oh, oh.
Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Er wird sie anschauen und du weißt warum. Die Lebenslust bringt die um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar. Did you ever rap that thing, Jacko? Is there a rap book to the beat?
Wir treffen Chill und Joe und dessen Bruder Hip und auch den Rest der coolen Gang. Sie rappen hin, sie rappen her, dazwischen kratzen's ab die Wand. Dieser Fall ist klar, lieber Herr Kommissar, auch wenn Sie anderer Meinung sind. Den Schnee, auf dem wir alle talwärts fahren, kennt heute jedes Kind, jetzt das Kinderlied.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh, oh. Kraft und wir sind gerne und dumm. Und dieser Frust macht uns stumm.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Wenn er dir anspricht und du weißt warum, sag ihm, dein Leben bringt dich um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar.
Celebrity death match between those two, clearly Falco wins.
Yeah. So if you're still listening to the show, that was Falco, Da Kommissar.
Preceded by, I think,
Gunter, who's Swedish, am I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
That was the end of part one of the Raised by Wolves podcast with this week's studio guest, Scott Shiflett. Stream or download part two of the show at guntrafficradio.podomatic.com.
The ends are
big deal.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.